How about this? Josh Collins from Out on the Rock is coming to Riverside. He's going to try NASCAR Canadian Tire Series racing this weekend at Riverside. We've got him right now. Josh, what's going on out there? Are you having a good day or what?
Yeah, we're getting ready to clean out the holler and that kind of stuff. The weather's pretty good and sun's shining.
Yeah, it's going to be a big weekend at Riverside, a track you have laps at, in quite a few laps. You know that racetrack. This time, though, going to be in a different style of car, the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series for your first time around. Do you have any test time in one of those cars?
No, never sat in one, so we're kind of dwelling that over. It's going to be the first time. It'll be Saturday, so we'll see how it goes.
You've got some fast times around Riverside. These guys you're going to jump in with, they're the same guys we see coast to coast here in Canada. They love that racetrack. It's always a fast race. You got a strategy and a crew. Is anybody from your 56 Pro Stock team going to be helping you out with the new ride?
Yeah, I'm going to take my regulars, Stan Miller and Matt Collins, Ryan Andrews, and I got Mark Landon spotting for me. He usually spots for me. There's a couple of IWKs and usually down here. We just won last week in there in the sports and race, 75 lapper back home, and Mark actually spotted for that. So, yeah, we got a crew chief coming from Joey, so we figure we're in pretty good shape.
What number can fans be looking for you to be in? I know it's with Joey McComb's race team, but what number is going to be on the door, bud?
87 is the number we'll be running this weekend.
So from 56 to 87, when you see the 87, it's going to be Josh Collins this time around. What's the thoughts heading into this race? What is going to be success for Josh Collins coming out the other end of 300 laps at Riverside?
Just a solid finish. We're looking for, hopefully staying the lead lap. I guess is our goal. It's our first time in the car, and we're used to now changing up cars. We ran several different type cars, pro stock and sportsman, and so getting into a different car is going to be nothing new, but if we can finish on the lead lap, top 10 or so, we'll be very pleased with that.
How about support on the race car? The iconic Collins going to be on there?
Yeah, it'll be on the trunk. Actually, the main sponsor for this one is Eastbound International, our home track. It kind of got started. The promoter called me from the track on Friday. He's asked me a couple of days, and then then on Sunday there, we got in touch, and I called Joey, and actually DJ Kennedy, and I ended up putting a deal together with Joey, and we were just sitting down, and I just happened to say to Mike, I said, well, let's see if we can get a few sponsors together, maybe do something a little different. I'd say he wasn't 20 minutes, and he had half the cost covered, but an hour later, he had the full ticket, so we had a lot of support from down here, for sure.
Gotta love it. That brand new racetrack out in Newfoundland, that is a beautiful place. We got to make a visit out there. You guys got some big races coming up.
Yeah, we got one actually on the 29th. We're sponsoring Edward Collins Contracting, our company, so we'll be sponsoring one there. Got Navigators playing, and Tim Terry's actually going to come down and do an announcement for us. And we're giving away 602 crate motor to one lucky driver for sure.
Well, good luck in the race. I know we're going to keep our eyes planted on you. Have a safe maiden voyage. Go out there and take a checkered flag and race number one. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that'd be everybody's dream, I guess.
Party'd be on then, wouldn't it?
That's right, for sure. We got a lot of people pulling for us, so we'll see what happens.
Josh, have a great race, my friend.
Thanks for your time.